Good morning to you. And we want to welcome those who are watching our live streaming this morning. And welcome to the new normal of beautiful and muffled sounds and steamed up glasses and extraordinary heat. This would have been good during wintertime. We could stay warm. But be that as it may, welcome to the new normal. And I don't have the clicker. I guess Andrew's going to do that for me. What I want to speak to you about this morning is something I think that we really need at this time of this pandemic and the unrest that's going on in the world today. We all need more of the Lord. And what I want you to look at is the HPS, Heaven's Positioning Satellite. I had went to my phone, to my GPS, and I tried to put in the address of heaven. And what came up was that it is not listed. Figure that out, right? But I tell you what, heaven's GPS is right here. This is the only way through God's word, the God breath word, that we can get to heaven. And he is setting us up right now through his word and preparing us for the journey. Next slide, please. Paul is speaking to Timothy at this time. Timothy is Paul's son in the faith. He has given Timothy some warnings about perilous times that are going to be coming. He's also given Timothy assurances in verse number 3 and 10. You have carefully followed my example and saw my faith. Paul is telling Timothy, hey, remember your training. During these difficult times, we have to remember our training. We have to remember our faith. If our faith is rooted correctly, when times like this happen, we shall not be moved. Paul is also encouraging Timothy in verse number 14. You must continue in the things which you have learned since childhood to this point. And that is really important for us. And I got my glasses on here. But that is really important for us, that the things that we have been taught, the things that we have been learned in Scripture, those are the things that's going to sustain us through difficult times. It doesn't have to be a pandemic like this. It doesn't have to be unrest, but it can be trials and tribulations in our house, in our life, that causes us to lose our focus on God. And when we lose our focus and we meditate on our surroundings, then we drift apart and we drift away from God, and it's more difficult for us to come back once we start drifting away. So Paul is telling Timothy right now, remember your training. He also assures him, he says that all Scripture is inspired by God, or God breathed, and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for corrections, for training in righteousness. Listen to this, that the man of God may be adequate or thoroughly equipped for every good work. We must understand that God has thoroughly equipped us for such a time as this. And if we remember our training, as Paul is telling Timothy, remember your training, and we will overcome this. We will get through this. But right now, this is the new normal. The new normal with masks and people who look like cat burglars. This is our new normal. The Bible is our GPS for life in that it guides us where we need to go. Teaching, telling us how to get to where we need to be, and puts us in the right position to meet God eternally. It sets forth the mind of God with regards to such things as the Trinity, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, man, sin, salvation, sanctification, redemption, and the church. The teaching of God is setting us up and preparing us for that which is to come. Also, reproof or rebuke, telling us when we have taken a wrong turn. It speaks to us pointedly concerning those things in our life which are displeasing to God. Also, it is profitable for refuting error and for answering the tempter. The word of God is profitable for refuting error. It is profitable for direction. It is profitable for leading. It is profitable for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped. God has laid it out through his GPS system, the Bible, the direction in which we need to walk, the direction in which we need to carry ourselves, the direction in which we need to focus on. It is all written in scriptures. It is laid out for us. It is available for all who want it. The Bible said God is not willing that any should perish, but that all men should come to the repentance and knowledge of God. God don't want to lose a soul. He stands at the door. He is ready. Correcting. Getting us back on track. Going the right direction. We are all in a race. We all have the map laid out for us. We all have our HPS before us. We all have the correct address to heaven. Do y'all remember the State Farm's commercial with Mayhem? And how he's always recalculating. Recalculating, turn left. Recalculating, turn right. Boom. Our recalculating is right here in Scripture. If we drift away, if we take hold to sin, we can recalculate and come back into the graces of God. God knows that sometimes we are going to stray. He knows this. But Paul tells Timothy, remember your training. And that is very important. And if you haven't had any training, if you have not spent time in the Word of God, and your training is light, when situations like this arise, when trials and tribulations come, it's going to be easy for you to walk away. It's going to be easy for you to question God. Why is this happening to me, as if you're the only one? Trials and tribulations happen to everybody. If you're not coming out of one, you're going into one. We've all experienced it, but we have to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. When our roots run deep in the Word of God, I shall not be moved. This is what Scripture does. It thoroughly equips us for good work. It thoroughly equips us to sustain us through trials and tribulation. It thoroughly equips us. Training in righteousness, or correcting, excuse me. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the repentance. And I love the fact that God is long-suffering, that he's going to wait on me to get my act together, that he's going to push me through the Holy Spirit to do better, that he's going to tell me through the Holy Spirit, hey, you don't need to do that. Hey, you don't need to walk that away. Hey, get ready. Something is coming. I love that about God. God just didn't throw us down here and say, hey, you got to work out your soul salvation by yourself. No, he has given us a helper. He has given us a teacher. He has given us a mentor. He has given us a guide to direct and walk alongside of us. And he has set the example on how to do that through Jesus Christ. Jesus, our example, who went through probably worse suffering than we've ever been through. He went to the cross. He was betrayed. He was spat upon. He was beaten. He had to carry his own cross for a time. And then he was nailed to a tree for something he didn't have anything to do with. but because of our sins, sins that started in Genesis with Adam and Eve, because of that sin, the fallen world is here. How would you stand and how would you get through without God's GPS, the scriptures that are made readily available in this country right now? But there are going to come a time when they are not readily available. We've taken it out of schools. We've taken it out of so many things. It's not in our courts anymore. The Word of God is slowly being taken out of every aspect of this world. Until you ingrain in your mind and brand in your heart the Word of God, that it may go with you, that you may carry it wherever you go. If you don't have this book, you can recall the Word of God in your mind. You can take 7 verses, the plan of salvation, and remember that in your mind and keep it in your mind and keep it in your heart. And you can share that as you go. When you don't have scripture, the Bible in front of you, you can pull those scriptures out of your mind and say, hey, do you know about this Jesus? Do you know what he has done for this world? He sacrificed himself for all mankind. Paul says, my departure is at hand. He's letting Timothy know, hey, I'm getting ready to leave you. But I want to warn you right now that perilous time is going to come. It's going to get difficult, Timothy. I want you to be ready. I want you to remember your training. My departure is at hand. I've kept the faith. I've finished the race. Paul told Timothy, you know what? I've stayed on the course. I've consulted my GPS, and this is the direction that it told me to go to get to heaven. I've finished my race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge will give to me on that day. But Paul tells Timothy, not only to me, but to all those who love the appearing of the Lord. All those who love the appearing of the Lord. Training in righteousness, continuing to guide us towards God's best for us. The grace of God teaches us to live godly lives, but the Word of God traces out in detail the things which go to make up the godly life. The Scriptures is a perfect rule of faith and practice, and was designed for the man of God, the minister, as well as the Christian who is devoted to God. It is perfect that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This summarizes what the Lord Jesus had been teaching to Nicodemus concerning the manner by which the new birth is received. God so loved the world. This started back up in Genesis. After Adam and Eve sinned, God had orchestrated a plan of salvation because of his love, agape love. Not because of what we have done or what we can do or what we will do, but because of God's love, the plan of salvation was orchestrated. The HPS, Heaven's Positioning Satellite, was activated in Genesis and is still activated today in guiding us as Christ followers, as Christians, as children of God towards heaven, and that we bring along as many as we can. God has provided everything that we need for salvation. Acts 2:37 and 2:38, this is a well-known verse. Now when they heard this is after Peter's gospel sermon he was preaching, said, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. As they cried out, men and brethren, the cry showed how deeply Peter's words had penetrated. So mighty was the convicting power of the Holy Spirit that we see immediate response from the audience. Peter's words were so deep, it cut deep, even down to the marrow of the bone. And there was an immediate response from the word that Peter had preached. And the question was asked, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter went on to tell them what they need to do. During a pandemic or unrest, what shall we do? We need to fall on our knees and pray. We need to set an example. We need to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We need to lean on the word. We need to be rooted and grounded in our faith. Confession. We're at Confession Drive now. The GPS has led us to Confession Drive. Romans 10:8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. This is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We must follow the plan of salvation. And a part of that is confession that Jesus Christ is God's son. Do we have faith in that? Hebrews says the faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Do we have faith in that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for our sins? This is part of what Timothy is talking about, or Paul is talking about in chapter Timothy, chapter 3. That we are equipped with everything we need to do God's will. We are equipped with everything we need to be a Christian. We are equipped with everything that we need to make the journey to heaven. Now we're at Baptism Drive. The GPS has led us to Baptism Drive. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repentance and remission of sins in Christ are two principles of the gospel, and therefore are of our salvation. And they are obtained by the promise, apprehended by faith, and are ratified by us in baptism. And with our salvation comes the power of the Holy Spirit. God did not leave us alone to fight this battle. He has given us the Holy Spirit. He has given us a comforter. He has given us a teacher. He has given us a guide. The Holy Spirit teaches us. It helps us to understand God's word. It gives us knowledge. And it motivates us if we allow it to work. HPS, Heaven's Positioning Satellite. God has given us an eternal map that will not fade, that will not disappear, that man cannot override, and it is the direction to heaven. You cannot find this on your cell phone if you Google it. It's not on Google, the directions to heaven. It's not on the Atlas map, the directions to heaven. The only map that you can find heaven is in the Word of God. God has sacrificed his son for us. But first, he set the example. He said, well, I know they're going to complain about all the difficulties they go through and all the life changes that they have to endure. And he said, well, why don't you go down there and set the example? You go through some of those things that you think they're going to complain about. Jesus walked the same walk that you're walking now. He suffered some of the same things you suffered. He went through some of the same trials that you go through. He stayed the course. Paul said, I stayed the course, Timothy. I finished my race. 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith. Paul was getting ready to leave. He wanted to impart some warning, some encouragement, and some knowledge to Timothy before he left. He wanted Timothy to remember his training. When you go to work every day, you remember your training on whatever it is that you're doing, whether it be operating a machine, management, or whatever. The training that you receive through that company allow you to do the job that you did. And when you go there every day, you remember your training. You remember the educational knowledge that you gain to do the job that you do. Well, heaven, God has made available for you educational and knowledgeable training through his word. It is available for all who want it. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. And I leave you with this. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our treasure is all laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Heaven awaits us. Will you stand firm on the word of God? Will you remember your training? And will you bring along as many as you can? May God bless you and keep you. And all the church said, amen. Amen.